Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. Take the last train to Clarksville
and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30. Monday, it's the only way to get your week started properly is with the Steve Gruber Show. You can check out more at stevegruber.com. You can find us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, and follow us on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. You see how clever we are there. You can keep up with everything that we're writing about, talking about, the guests are going to be on, and of course, you can find the podcast of important conversations like this one with the sage of Arlington, Professor Alan Sachs. All right, Professor, let's talk about some other things because there's so much going on. We need to cover the fact that maybe as early as today, President Trump will name his nominee for the Supreme Court.
And that probably will generate demonstrations, too.
Sure, why not?
I'm joking, but probably it may happen as well. Whatever he does, there's going to be demonstrations. By the way, a little bit off to the side, the American Civil Liberties Union has been the recipient now of millions of dollars in contributions. And yesterday at that Screen Actors Guild Award, one of the people got up there and talked about, send your money to the ACLU. I would argue the ACLU at one time, and by the way, I'm a former president of the Greater Fort Worth chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union many, many, many years ago. The difference is, in those days, we took issues coming from left and right down the line. Today, the ACLU, and I'm not as wrapped around them nearly as much as I used to be, I'm in favor of free speech. I don't believe the ACLU is. They pick and choose who they want to defend. In other words, they'll defend, I think, some issues and leave others alone. There's many things that have happened at universities all over the country, and the ACLU could have entered it, but maybe they were not contacted. That could have happened, and they've not taken those cases. So many times I'll read something in the newspaper or on the internet, and I'll say, where is the ACLU on this? They're not there. But boy, no. On something like this at the airport, the ACLU is there with all their force.
And here's the thing. Not all Democrats are on board with this, the protests and the nonsense. Of course, those that think they can make political hay like Chuck Schumer are on board with it. But Howard Dean lashing out at Tim Kaine and Chuck Schumer and others saying, this is great, but the Dems, this is a tweet that he sent out, the Dems in the Senate actually have to do something about this stuff. You're being left behind by your own base is what Howard Dean says. I believe he's right. I think that would explain what happened in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And if you continue to berate people because they want to keep America safe, which is Donald Trump's number one issue, and whether you believe this makes it safe or not, it is what those that voted for him believe. They believe these sorts of travel bans are the right thing to do, and they support it.
Yeah, there's going to be more controversy, too. And a little bit off to the side, but it's sort of goes into the same theme of discussion. I watch a lot of television, especially over the weekend, and I hear a lot of comedians. And I was watching a comedian, a woman, and I don't know her name. It was the most vulgar, despicable kind of, quote, humor aimed at Donald Trump. I cannot even describe it.
Of course, these are the people that say Donald Trump is vulgar by, say, grabbing her by the, you know, and he's awful, and therefore we can't support him because we can't have our children listening to him on TV. I was at the Women's March in D.C. Let me tell you something.
It was vulgar.
Yeah, the things that they were saying would make Donald Trump blush, all right?
This was on television. It was on cable, so they can pretty well do what they want to do. But I've never seen such vulgarity on television leveled at someone. And by the way, go back to the Screen Actors Guild yesterday, the gentleman who portrayed Lyndon Baines Johnson did not know Lyndon Baines Johnson. And
he was the most vulgar president.
Who won an award for portraying Winston Churchill,
yeah,
did not really know Winston Churchill.
I can tell you that the guy that portrayed Lyndon Johnson didn't know, because Lyndon Johnson, probably the most profane,
that's right,
vulgar president in modern American history for sure. I can't say what people were like in the...
And Winston Churchill was an imperialist. I loved him. He was one of the great men of the 20th century. But he was an imperialist, and he said things about certain groups that you could never say today. So, and John Lithgow seconded the speech. He didn't make it, but he said, I support the speech that Meryl Streep made earlier at another award ceremony several weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he portrays Winston Churchill. They don't even know the people that they're portraying.
That's right. They live in a world of make-believe.
That's right.
And in this world of make-believe, people like Chuck Schumer, speaking of CSC of the transition
who's
there.
Who's crying.
Yeah, who's crying like a child because of this. It's un-American. Chuck Schumer says that there won't even be they will not approve anybody for Trump's Supreme Court. Apparently, they believe they can leave it open for the next 4 years. I believe that if they try to leave it open for 2 years, the political price they will pay in 2018 will be substantial.
And the comparisons that they make, and they say, well, the Republicans would not let President Obama's, that Merrick Garland, go through, but that's a whole different game, you know, in that last 8 months of an American presidency.
Yeah, it's a different situation. All right, so I guess my last question to you is, what do you expect this week? Or is it just like sit there with a catcher's mitt and see what comes flying across home plate and see if you can catch it coming from Donald Trump?
Well, I think that the Democrats are going to rev it up. I understand they now want to meet with the Department of Homeland Security and talk to them about what's going on. We're going to see more demonstrations, I guess, proceeding. The Supreme Court announcement is going to ignite the Democrats, no matter who it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, but President Trump's going to hold strong, I believe, much in the line of Winston Churchill.
All right. I greatly appreciate that. I think that we might see one sacrificial lamb from Trump's cabinet, and I think it might end up being Betsy DeVos. It usually happens, but she seems to be having the roughest road. Maybe that's one that he lets them have a win on. We'll see, because she's from Michigan. We like her. I do, anyway. We'll see what happens, but we'll keep up with it. There you have it, Professor. The Sage of Arlington. See, you've now been given your moniker. There it is.
I'm gonna use that all the time. That's wonderful.
There you go. The Sage of Arlington. Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas, Arlington. You can catch him here on Mondays. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.